Deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom, equipped with loose morals, and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange, delicious new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your bacon butter dogs, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on the Botched.
Me and my fat friend and that other guy and the cat went to the church. He said, find us an evil cult. So we went to the tavern after the brothel. And it was there. They all slit their throats. Blood went into the soil. And a castle raised up. And here we are in the church getting blessed.
Welcome back, listeners, to part two of Philip's Inbetweener between season four and season five. We're going to pick up where we left off as the group is heading towards a castle that has risen out of the ground and stands about 2,500 feet in the air.
How far away is the castle?
Well, it's a small town, so 12 miles.
All right, get on Frau Blücher.
How many people can fit on that?
It's a one. Clydesdale, so it's a pretty big horse.
Four plus a cat?
I have a mule cart.
He also has a mule cart. Well, mule. Don't you have a mule? I thought you had a mule.
A mule and a cart, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're not the same thing.
You said mule cart. I just figured that meant a cart for the mule, and that's it.
So you guys are heading towards the castle?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So after
it's almost as tall as the tallest building in the world.
Yeah, it's weird, right? But in 1577, Transylvania.
That's huge.
Huge. It's huge.
So as you guys approach the castle, you're standing in front of a 25, 20, mm-hmm. somewhere around there, foot wall with a giant iron gate. The gate
20
is
foot wall?
25.
30.
The gate is rusted, but it has seen better days, but it did just rise out of the ground. And the wall has rusted iron spikes around the entire thing.
Like, on the top?
Yep.
So hobos can't sleep there?
Like, hobos can't. Hobos and pigeons cannot sleep on top of this wall.
I climb the wall.
Me too.
Okay, the cat.
I have a 30-foot climb speed.
You can climb the wall.
Yeah.
Oh my god, so do I.
No, you don't.
Because I'm the thief archetype.
Okay, I mean, you both can climb the wall. Speed.
Does this look like a locked gate, or is it just a door
push
open?
No, nobody has checked the gate.
I'm looking right now. Is it just a push gate? You just push it open?
You gonna try to push or pull on it?
Try and push me, pull you. Sure.
It just opens.
Okay,
you can just wait for me to throw a rope, you fucking idiot.
I can walk.
I walk through the gate.
Okay. As soon as you guys enter the castle grounds, you can instantly notice a drop in temperature. And you just have this uneven feeling about everything. Along the path to the castle, there is statues and fire pits. And as you guys start approaching the...
Is this one of them braziers I've heard so much about?
Maybe. As you guys start approaching the giant double wooden doors, you can hear a bunch of moaning and groans echoing towards you.
Oh, no, it's Miss Wetties. They moved.
We already paid. We paid at the brothel already.
I've got my two-handed sword out, and it's glowing.
It's fine.
Like the white-hot tip of my anger about the weight thing.
Your wanker?
It's growing?
Yes.
Your sword's a grower.
Anger and hatred is growing. Like, not my waistline.
So the door... You know, it's cracked a little bit, but it is a humongous door.
How cracked is it?
Pretty cracked out.
All right.
Maybe like enough for everybody, but Abraham to fit through.
I'll walk through.
Bitch.
Yeah, okay, you enter. Everybody enters the castle.
Yeah.
Great. You're standing in a giant hallway where...
Did you just watch Dracula?
The walls...
Or Castlevania, excuse me.
No, we just went to the grocery store.
Oh, nice.
The walls are all brick and stone. You've got giant windows down the entire thing. Candles are lighting everything in this room. And it's about 150 feet, and you see at the end of it stairs and a door.
What about the moaning and the groaning?
You can still hear it. It's a little bit louder than before, but you don't see anything yet.
A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now.
Groan. Put your hands out and...
I want to check and make sure there aren't any traps as we're going along.
Roll me trap checks.
All the women appear to be women.
I crit 20.
Mark it down.
There's no traps. Just a straight hallway.
Okay. I only got a 17.
You still would have seen no traps with a 17.
All right. All right, keep on going, Zen. Is it well lit?
It's super lit.
I was
going to
say, we saw the candles. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's like an entryway, and then there's a stairway?
Yeah,
a long hallway.
At the end of the hallway, there are stairs that lead up to a wooden door.
Are they spiral?
Nope. Just a straight
they
incline.
Lead up.
Yep, just okay. A little bit up, maybe like 10 feet.
I think you should check those stairs and possibly the door for trippy traps.
We already did that.
I thought we did the hallway. Okay, fuck it. All right,
the
great.
The whole thing.
We already checked everything. Go
the stairs
upstairs.
Are
he
in the hallway.
He was going along the way and checking traps.
Oh, okay,
line,
gotcha.
So. Yeah, I'm constantly looking for anything that could be a trap or... I'd say something that looks out of the ordinary, but the whole fucking thing is out of the ordinary.
Well,
also.
As you are walking through, two zombies pop up out of the ground in front of you and three behind you.
Zombies.
What's your walk order?
I would say I would be behind.
You say I'm probably in front because I'm looking for traps.
Oops. I'm next to him.
Sure.
In the 1500s, are we familiar with the term zombie, or are these like the walking
these
dead?
These are undead humanoid beings.
Yes.
With their arms out, shuffling towards
sure.
you guys from both angles, front and back, side to side. They are about to spit roast your group.
All right. I turn around.
Jeff, since you are first, you get to lead the way.
Are they surprised?
No.
Initiative.
No.
No initiative.
Nope.
Well, then I'm going to spear the one in front of me. One of them.
Just make an attack roll.
They think they can spit roast me. 13.
So, you drive your sword through the first zombie.
He said spear.
What?
A spirit to
sanctity. Spearing them with the sword.
You're spearing
right?
them?
I'm spearing them with the rapier.
With the love of Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Screaming, the power of Christ loves you. As you jam it into the zombie and bring it above your head, slamming it onto the ground, it is incapacitated and done. But there's still two, three behind you
mm-hmm.
and one in front of you.
Mm-hmm. I hope they bite you.
So who's in the back?
I'm sitting in the back.
Okay, so are you going forward or are you turning
I'm
around?
I'm turning around and fucking up these zombies.
Oops. That counts.
I don't even know what it is. I roll a 15.
With disadvantage?
I don't have disadvantage. And it is 16 damage, radiant damage.
So you kill the first one as well, and the other two are pushed back.
Will I have another attack?
Geoff, I forgot you have two attacks, so you could also take out the second zombie in front of you.
Oh, I have two attacks.
Sure,
level
not?
Five.
Yeah, but I'm a rogue. I don't get two attacks.
You do now.
I only rolled a 12 that time.
You still put your spear through, or the sword through the body of the zombie, push down, gutting it down to its groin, and it kind of slides apart, but only so far because you didn't cut it in half.
It does this really wide split.
You know, it's a Claude Van Damme between two trucks split. As it just stands there, looks at you, and falls backwards onto its back instead. The other two are coming, not faster because they're zombies, but
sure.
They're coming towards you.
That one's going to be a 25.
Is that a natural 20 or no?
No, 25, no. 11 radiant damage.
Okay, so again, you kill the zombie that was right in front of you and push back the other one. Catman, give me a perception check.
So there's what, one zombie left?
There's one in front
just
of you, yes.
In the back?
There's one in the back.
16.
You can tell that there's another fiend somewhere in here that you cannot see. And since you are a cat, you... Give me one more roll. Give me a percentage roll, actually.
We all took cat as our bonus language.
53.
I mean, it says I know a secret language.
So, you can also tell that fiend that's somewhere in this room is a feline-based. There's another feline in this room with you. But you can't tell where it is yet.
You smell the cat piss.
Yes.
I can smell it.
But through all the zombie and decay, you can smell a thick scent of cat piss. All
right.
That could be only one.
So are you going to start running forward? Or are you going to start moving forward? You still have one zombie behind you, but it's really no one's problem yet, except for Abraham.
I'm going to keep moving forward.
Okay, keep moving forward.
Yeah, Brohan, you got this,
I'm
going to
put
right?
a paw on... What's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff. I'm going to look up at you, and I'm going to meow, and I'm going to perform. I'm going to put out one claw, and then point at my face... And then with my paws, look like I make little horn shapes.
Insight that.
And then around here. So I'm going to perform.
Performance.
You just write in Latin on the walls.
Crit 20.
He
crit,
does it.
Crit 20.
Yeah.
The psychic I link between you two strong. Is wow. very strong.
That's why he's been sleeping on your face for so long. To
yeah. yeah. You have his dander and his hair inside of you.
It's osmosis of knowledge.
Cataclorians. Would say are coming off this cat, and you understand exactly. And since you both crit 20'd,
there's a cat fiend somewhere in the room.
Austin, give yeah. me another perception check.
Okay. I critical failed.
You don't know where it is. In fact,
hairball.
After you expelled so much of yourself. You are now like just like, yeah, I don't care. Where's a vase I can knock over or something?
Yeah.
Is Jeff telling the rest of us?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys.
Can I investigate?
I'm looking for a vase to knock over.
Yeah, you can. There's a couple pots.
I have advantage for
investigation. I'm sorry, did you say there was a couple of thoughts?
No, pots.
Pots, gotcha.
There's nothing important inside that vase that you knocked over.
I got a 22 to look for whatever else is.
So looking
in
down
here.
The hall. You can see that there is another door with a ledge, and a shadowy figure is laying on top of it as if it was a feline ready to pounce down upon you.
Mm. And then I pull out my gun.
I'll give you an attack with advantage since you know it's about to jump on top of you.
Do I get sneak attack? Since I have advantage?
Sure.
That is a 22 to hit.
Abraham, the zombie behind you is getting closer.
I'm going to try and hit it if I can.
Do it.
I rolled a 16.
That will hit. What damage did you do, Jeff?
It's 14.
14 damage?
Yeah.
So as this panther jumps down upon you, claws out.
I prefer Nittany Lion.
We
mouth agape ready to bite. Since you have the...
Whip out the crossbow.
You have, well, I was going to go with the sword, but if you want to do crossbow, that's fine.
Well, yeah, the sword would be the same amount of damage.
Okay. So it comes down upon you, but since you had the insight that this was about to happen, you stick your sword straight up in the air, catching the panther right in the bottom jaw.
Ooh.
And the weight and the force of his gravity coming at you jams your sword right through the top of its skull.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, actually, it'd be more damage. The blessed rapier.
Killing it instantly.
Good.
The cat's life flashes before its eyes. Being raised
so
in
many balls unlicked.
This feels like a Hot Fuzz moment. Where he falls on the...
on the steeple.
On the steeple.
But you are now two Rose movements body. Away from the stairs.
I deal 18 damage to the...
You chop its head off, yeah. And it's no problem.
White hot flames
yep.
as I slice through
sure.
it.
Sure.
That's what he calls it.
Are you sure you're not related to the Belmonts?
No, it's Von Belmonts.
Because you're dispatching evil pretty good.
Well, yes, that we you know, cheese monsters. This, you have to have hobbies.
Cheese demons.
Cheese demons, yes.
So
in
as
your
you
brain.
Run towards the end of the hall where the stairway is, only two more zombies pop up in front of you. But they're facing the wrong direction. And they don't know that you're there.
Fucking zombies don't know there's only one direction.
Just go past them.
I deal a lot of damage
you know what?
To undead.
You could. You could run by them if you want.
I just go past them.
I was going to say, you guys can run by. Just kill them.
Decapitate them as I walk by.
Catman, you make it right to the door. No problem. Because they're facing the wrong direction.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
No.
I just walk up, rapier in the back of the skull.
He's dead.
Super dead.
And the other one... doesn't notice because he's a zombie. Doesn't even think of a thing.
Frank.
Oh yeah, I did over 20 damage.
Yeah, that's fine. It also drops.
Eviscerated.
The zombie's life flashes, but since it's really only him waking up, staring in the opposite direction. That's all he sees before he drops down and dies.
The zombie's previous life flashes before his eyes.
Sure.
He was a farmer for many
years.
He had a wife and three kids.
16, but three survived,
Yeah.
Three that made it.
He had a button collection.
SIDS was big back in Transylvania.
Is that a band?
Sudden Infant Death Syndrome.
It sounds like a metal band.
It sounds like a band, yeah.
Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. In my crib. Now I'm not. Suffocation.
Who gets to the door first?
I'm still coming in the rear.
The cat.
I mean,
cat's here.
You gonna, can you?
Can I open it?
Probably not. Give me an open check.
Star cat.
Just give me a, like, give me a strength.
18.
So you claw at the door, and your claw gets stuck right in the wooden door. And with all your kitty cat might, you pull it towards yourself, opening the door.
It's a push. Oh.
It's a push door.
It's a push.
So the next hallway's open.
I go through.
Okay.
I follow close behind.
Everybody follows. So as you can see.
Is there like a torch on the wall I can grab?
Nope.
Okay.
The candles are too high. But, I mean, this dungeon's pretty well lit. Because, you know, vampires love light.
Vampires?
Vampires.
Lit fam.
Are always lit.
Kat, you're the first one in?
Yeah.
As you walk through the door, two giant bats come down upon you, trying to scrape and bite you.
Okay.
But.
They're fruit bats.
All but one of them is going to miss you.
Okay.
You don't have any mangoes.
You're just a cat, bro.
10 damage to you. And they all just flutter past the rest of your group, but still in this room, you can see that there's a jump down, and then another jump down, and a giant wall in front of you.
A jump down, and then a jump down.
Correct. So there's a platform below you.
Mm-hmm. How far?
10 feet.
10 feet, okay.
No, you know what? 9 feet, so you guys won't take fall damage. And then another 9 feet off
Got
of
bad
that,
news.
There's another platform.
Because you're fat.
Seems like it's the bottom of the room, and there's a stairwell leading down. But you also have two bats in front of you.
Dos batos.
So it's just going down, but there's also a wall in front
of you. You can't progress forward. You can only go down.
Okay.
Because there's a giant brick wall in front of you.
Hop down, then.
You hop down. Since you left the bats' attack of opportunity zone.
Oh, I thought they were, like, far away.
They're vampire bats, you idiot.
I thought he said they, like, flew away, so they're not, like, right in our immediate area.
Both of them, even though one gets close, they both miss you.
Okay.
As you jump down to the lower platform.
Sneaky bats.
I stab a bat.
Give me a stab check.
That's a 19.
You stab one bat, and it... Shut up, you. It falls down and dies right away.
Stab the other bat.
Sure.
With your two attacks.
Yeah, with a 25 to hit.
Also dead. Both bats are dead. No issues, just regular bats. You think, Catman.
They used to be farmers too.
Everyone used to be farmers.
Farmers only.
I mean like I should have brought a whip and a jump down.
Okay.
Then I pull out my whip.
So there's another platform and then another to get to the bottom?
You're on the single platform, and then below you is the floor with a stairwell leading down.
Do you have anything in your pockets you can drop down to make sure there's nothing trappy or down there? This seems very weird.
Well, I've got approximately 5.8 million gold.
You could drop a couple.
It's funny because that's what he said in the chat.
That's how is there a dead bat next to me?
Yep.
I push it down.
The bat is pushed off the ledge, and it lands on the ledge that Abraham is now on.
I kick it. Not far, like right where I would land.
You kick the bat, it hits the brick wall down there and stumbles forward, missing the stairs. Just seems like nothing happens.
I'm going to keep looking for traps as I jump down these two ledges and start descending the stairway.
Okay.
I'm letting him go first.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's at 27.
There's no traps.
All right, I jump down.
And as you jump down...
I jump onto one of their shoulders or heads.
No. You guys all get down to the lower level.
Okay.
There's a stairwell. You hear... give me a perception check.
I jump on Abraham's head.
20.
22.
26.
You can,
15.
You can all hear rushing water coming from the stairs. Russian water.
Mm-hmm. Da, Svedonia.
Yeah.
It tastes like potatoes.
Coming from the stairs? Like from, underneath the stairs?
Well, no, yeah, yeah. Like if okay. you're standing at the stairwell, you can tell that if you go lower, which you have
there's
to,
water.
There's water down there, and it's okay. rushing.
Is it full of rats?
That's fine.
I cautiously move down the stairs.
.com.
Calm. As you hit the stairs, you can see in front of you that there is a river or a stream running through the bottom of this castle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small gap and then a platform mm-hmm. and then a small gap and then the other side of the room with a stair leading right back up.
How far is this gap?
6 feet.
I'm bad at visualization, so sorry.
It's all right. Use your brain.
So we have a runny platform and then a 6 foot gap and then another platform?
Yeah.
And then water underneath.
Sure.
So we just got a chunk over it?
So we should be able to climb up these platforms pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even like a platform above you.
It's level.
It's a level with two gaps. Right in the middle, the center
okay.
has
right.
just a block, a path.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear like underneath that that's where the water...
All right, I got this. Okay. I push Fetty out of the way, and I... Athletics with a 22 to jump over to the first gap.
22 is going to work. As you get over the first gap, a creature jumps out of the gap straight up and down. It makes a swipe at you, but it misses you. Give me a religion check.
Invisibility check. Gotcha. 22. 11.
Bad.
19.
Catman, Abraham, Ren, you can tell that these are mermen.
Mermen.
With giant claws.
Mormon mermen.
But it just went up and down. It didn't land on the platform. It fell right back into the water.
Hmm.
Well, when one of you goes to jump, I can stab and then kills the merman.
What do the walls look like?
They're stone.
I climb around.
So you're going to get on the wall
and then I just climb around, yeah.
Give me a climb check.
Have a climb speed. I don't do it fast. I just take my time.
Another merman pops up when you go over the hole and it misses you.
Taking the time to climb.
Could I attack some merman as it popped out?
You can try. Both mermen miss you and you're on the other side of this platform.
I'm a cat on the ceiling.
Yeah. 20's gonna hit.
Okay. Wait, so do these mermen count as fey, undead, any of that stuff?
I didn't look any of that up, because I don't care.
Okay, fine. It's just piece of one dice, then.
It's kind of like they're trash.
Sure.
I think they're...
Hit a boss.
No, sure. It's 17 damage.
Yeah. You get it with your sword?
Great sword, yes.
And you spear it right into the wall as black goo comes out of the spear hole.
Ew.
And it tries swiping at you. Misses completely.
Oh, come on, you're so stupid. Look at this stuff.
And it disintegrates around your blade.
Well, I guess I'll jump across.
Already an attack again.
Or across.
Yeah. Well, I got a 12 athletics.
So you jump, right, with your rapier in the air across this. As a merman hesitates for a second and then goes up, and it crosses right as your blade would cross the threshold. And you catch it right in the cheek with your rapier going through the gills. And it's freaked out because it essentially has been hooked by you.
Yeah.
And when you get to the other side, it's a merman. It can't breathe out of water too well. And it dies in front of you.
Nice. Looks like we're having fish sticks tonight, bros.
Fish dicks.
All right, I guess I'll just jump across then.
Jump across.
A 12.
Okay. You make it perfectly fine. Another merman jumps up and misses. The three of you, Ren, Abraham, and Jeff, are all on the middle one. You have one more jump to make to get to the other side of the platform. Ander Alex? Is that your name?
Catman.
Catman, dude.
Catman. What am I doing?
No, nothing.
All right,
I was just asking your name.
That's me. Cat.
Okay. Meow.
I guess I will jump across. Or should we have the trappy trap guy do it first?
She's gone full crazy. Jump across with a 14.
You make it fine as a merman. Literally, these mermen don't seem to know how to monster good and they're all missing you one by one. But now you can see on the first platform where you were standing, three of them pop out of the water and are standing there getting ready to make a jump onto your platform. But you're on the other side with the stairs and the cat, and you are ready to go up if wanted. Abraham?
Yeah, jumping. It's 17.
Yep, you're fine too, as another merman, I don't know, pops out of the water upside down because he doesn't know what he's doing and tries to get you with his feet.
It's my first day.
His flippers, I guess. First
day. His tail?
Merman, yeah, sure. No, they have
They
feet.
Grew me in the Bacta tank underground. I've been alive for 3 hours.
I've seen the light of candles.
Why don't you go, Ren?
Yeah, I'm just going to jump over with my sword out in case anything comes at me. I got a 19.
I was
to jump in
mineral water.
I don't know, a 20 to a hit if anything comes
near. No, it misses again.
Enjoy those dice I left for you, Phil.
Yeah, they're terrible. I haven't rolled over a 12 yet.
Good.
So
I didn't wait
just in time for boss time.
The three mermen that jumped out of the water on the other side all don't make their dex check as they jump to the middle platform. I guess the lack of water and the oxygen is affecting their brains, and they cannot attack any of you, unfortunately. This is
yeah, I mean, the dungeon boss didn't really mix the salinity right for the water that they're living in, so they're kind of like...
Apparently not.
They're supposed to have brackish water, and it's just pure seawater.
They didn't empty the pool filter.
Are you guys climbing the stairs to go into
yes,
the next
absolutely.
Room?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Okay. You ascend the stairs. There's another
Fatty
door.
Fatty first. Okay.
Who's first?
Fatty.
I'm not first.
I'm
or fat.
I'm first, along
we
with the
responded
cat.
To
still
it.
Keeping an eye out for all these traps.
There's a wooden door. There's no traps.
Okay.
You open it.
Yeah.
You head in.
Sure.
It's another long hallway with stone statues on both sides of the hallway.
Mm.
Of what you would guess are, I don't know, do me an investigation.
23.
Crit 20. So 24.
Jeff, Abraham, you would realize that these might be other warriors who have come in here before.
Mm.
Or villagers or just scared people coming into this castle.
I wonder if they're floating Medusa heads.
At the end of the hallway, there is... another door, and in the middle of the room is a stone statue of a giant head that has snake hair coming all out of it.
Ooh, I don't like that.
And then on the other side of that, more statues until you hit the other door.
I avert my gaze from the statue.
I walk
in the
backwards
middle of the room
towards the statue and hope that people tell me if I'm going to run into things.
Well, nobody's looking, I guess, right?
Maybe someone
must. Geoff's not looking.
I'm not looking
I'm
at
looking.
The statue, but I'm still looking forward-ish.
Okay. I look at just the look right at the wall.
Okay.
And walk around the periphery of the room.
Okay. What are you doing, Ren?
Investigating the statue.
Oh, good.
Roll me an investigation check and tell me how close you get to it.
I got a 27.
Okay,
close enough
good
to
one.
Lick it.
And I'm going to get about 30 feet away.
In front or past it or where?
You know, to
I don't,
the right.
That's why I asked. So
to
you're
the right?
You're passing the statue?
No, I'm not breaking the plane.
Okay, well, you look at the statue. It seems to be a giant Medusa head.
Hmm. That doesn't bode well. Do I know what Medusa is?
I don't know. Why don't you make it up and tell me?
History check.
10.
No, not really.
14, I tell him, it's a snaky lady that turns you into stone if you look at her.
I'm looking at her right now.
You stop doing that. It's probably bad for you.
I feel fine.
Cat!
Fake ow news.
How far in the room do you go?
Halfway.
Are you past the statue?
Not yet.
Okay.
When I go to pass the statue, I turn around so that way now the statue's to my back again.
Okay, you pass the statue.
Okay.
And now you're looking at the door, which is about...
I'm staring more towards the ground.
Okay.
Like an introvert.
Sure.
In college,
yeah,
just staring
so
at the ground.
You're playing yourself, got mm-hmm it.
Oh, chugging 20 beers before you go out, got it.
And he's Naruto running.
Head down.
Backwards.
Towards the door.
Sure.
Ass up.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Great.
Still moving fairly, gingerly, slowly.
How close that door are you getting? You should keep your head down, running full speed at it.
I'm not running.
Yeah, he can't run.
20 feet?
Okay.
15 feet?
Sure.
10 feet?
Yeah, great.
Just keep on moving until something happens.
Okay.
Keep saying K.
I'm following about 30 feet behind him.
What?
Sure.
I go up to the door.
You're at the door.
I open the door.
You don't because it's trapped.
Son of a...
And as you grab the door,
mm-hmm.
You're wearing full plate, you said?
Half plate.
Okay, well, I'm going to add a D6 because you are electrocuted by the door handle. And you're going to take 12 damage.
Is that necrotic lightning?
Idiot.
No, it isn't.
12.
Yeah, it's one of those funny buzzers.
And as you grab the door, the statue starts to vibrate. And the stone breaks away, revealing Medusa the monster. And at that moment, we're going to take a break.
Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about a number of things, really. First off, you know, we still got the old patreon.com/botchedpodcast. So I know times are tight and everything sucks, but if you feel like throwing some money around, Botched is here to gladly accept any and all money you throw at us, because we are whores, all of us, and we are proud of it. So patreon.com/botchpodcast. We still have all of our levels from $1 to $50 as well. But the thing I really wanted to talk about was twitch.tv/botchpodcast. Season 5 of Botched is live right now on twitch.tv/botchpodcast. The episodes aren't going to come out in podcast form for a number of weeks still, but if you want to experience the season as it's happening right now, every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do 2 episodes at a time, and you can get a little bit of a behind the scenes, and you can, you know, chat with us as well. So twitch.tv/botchpodcast. See everybody there. Bye.
And we're back. This Medusa head has sprung alive and is now floating around your group to the left and to the right. Everybody do initiative.
But did he open the door?
No, I just got zapped, apparently.
6.
I got an 11.
12.
14.
Austin.
11, 12, 11. 14.
John.
14.
Dan.
Twicka, 12.
All right. Geoff, you are up first.
So I noticed that door is trapped. Do I know if it's still trapped?
You would guess, as a Medusa is floating above you, that it would probably be trapped until this Medusa is killed.
Damn game mechanics.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right. Turn around. Let fly the bolts of my crossbow that I have.
Sure, make a shot.
Good. That's a 17.
Yep. You steady your crossbow as you don't look at her. Should have made you do disadvantage on that since you're not really looking,
that's
but right. It's too late now.
That's only going to be 8 damage.
Okay. It's canon that you can attack twice, so I'm going to let you keep going.
I will do disadvantage this time. Because I'm not.
Wouldn't you be sneaking attacking?
I guess there is somebody standing right up against it. No, you were 30 feet away, Ren. So, no sneak attack. Rolled 2 tens, so 17.
17 will hit.
For 9 damage.
All right.
Staring at the ceiling.
Staring at it, but you're such a good shot that you really don't have to look.
Yeah. I use my ear eyes.
And who's the closest? I guess, Ren, you said you were the closest?
Shit.
So she is going to swoop down and she's going to try to bite you.
Do not want.
She misses with her first bite as she swoops by and misses you.
Yeah.
She's also going to shoot out of her skull a snake towards you.
A snake.
Which misses you as well. So she has burnt her 2 attacks. She is past you now. And
wait, she moved into and then out of combat range from me?
Nope. Okay. She didn't. Abraham, it's your turn.
I'm going to just nick myself a little bit and give her the blood curse of bloated agony.
What does that do?
She's fat as he is.
Disadvantage to any strength or dex checks and suffers 1d8 necrotic damage if attacks more than once per turn. And I'm going to take 3 damage, so it lasts 10 turns unless she saves.
What's the save?
I'll tell you after you roll.
Okay.
But it takes 3 damage.
Cat, you're up.
Oh, that's a minor action I can attack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I figured you were done.
What's a minor action?
Something done this, against this a
is,
child.
This is that. The fifth edition. We don't have those.
I don't remember what it's called.
Bonus action.
There you go. So I'm going to try and hit the Medusa while looking at the shadow on the ground.
Oh, that's smart. With what?
My sword.
You're so far away.
I'm running up.
So you get a bonus action, a move action, and then an attack action.
Yeah.
Sure, do it.
Technically, I'd still get
yes,
two
those,
attacks.
Those are the three actions. Those are
the three actions.
He could also do free actions.
I yell, snakes! I got a 21.
That's going to hit.
17 damage for the first attack. Radiant. So bright. And an 18 for the second attack.
It's going to hit.
15 damage for the second attack.
All right.
So Sleazy Slice.
You cut one of the snake hairs off of her, and it sizzles and falls to the ground. Cat, you're up.
Cat enters star form, so he becomes made of constellations and void and space.
Is this the first time any of you guys have seen him switch his forms?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how long have we known?
Sanity checks.
Yes. I've never done this
15.
Before, I normally let you guys do the fighting and just walk away.
15.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You all go insane.
30.
You'll get OCD. But that includes petting me.
Catman, what you doing?
I'm going to lick my paw and, as my action, cast Guiding Bolt at the Medusa head.
Okay.
Right into her Medusa oblongata.
Let's see if I hit. I'm going to assume that a 17 hits.
Yep.
Okay. Now I do 4d6 radiant damage.
4d6, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
15 damage.
Okay.
And the next attack against him gets advantage.
Her.
Her.
It.
It. Whatever.
She's presenting as a female.
Shmee. Shmee.
Shmee.
And as I have entered into my star form, I choose the constellation of Archer and use my bonus action to use a spell attack, which
to drink whiskey?
Advantage.
Sure.
Yes.
Yep, if it's over 17, you're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I rolled a 19, so whatever my bonuses is, it's good. And I deal 11 radiant damage.
Okay.
Also,
she's blind.
She's super bloated, feels like she ate too much food.
That's you.
Well, that's
Ren,
I cast
up.
He's projecting.
I'm projecting it on her. She's very, her tummy's all
Ren, you're up, man.
I'm going to shoot her, sneak attack, glide. I'm going to roll 2 tens, so I'm going to miss.
All right, yep. You miss both your shots with your sword. Top of the order, Geoff, you're up.
Taking 2 shots.
With your crossbow still?
With a crossbow. All
right.
But now I got somebody in melee range. 19.
Yep.
First one. 20 for the second one.
Both are good.
16 damage for the first shot. And min damage of 5 for the second shot.
It is now Medusa's turn. And since, Ren, you didn't move, she's going to attack you twice. First one where she swoops down and tries to bite you again. She misses. And then a snake. Fuck, she misses again.
She takes 3 damage.
Okay.
Idiot.
She can roll a con save. No, con check.
Con save.
I don't know if it's a save or check.
7.
No, it is a saving. Okay, she's still bloated. She's so fat.
Yep.
So fat.
She really lays around the house.
It's your turn, Abraham.
Okay, I'll go attack
Raheem,
again twice.
Go.
She's got her snake lady monthlies.
I'm pretty sure the 11's not going to hit.
Nope.
But I got a 16 with the other one.
Nope.
16 won't hit?
Nope.
Damn it. Everybody's missing.
Damit?
Austin, it's your turn.
Meow. Same thing.
I rolled so high, I ditched.
This time I'm going to use my bonus action first.
Sure.
Pew pew. So that whoever attacks after me gets advantage. An 18.
Yep.
So that deals 5 radiant damage minimum. And I will cast Guiding Bolt, which rolled a 16 plus 7.
As long as you hit a 17.
Yep, I got a 17. Another 4d6. 13 radiant damage. And the next person to attack gets advantage.
Who's that?
You cast off your sunshine supernova into her face as a cat raising up the paw. And as it hits her, you see that it completely engulfs the Medusa, and she explodes and dissipates into nothingness. The Medusa is dead, and sitting there is nothing.
Whole lot of nothing.
But the door opens.
I walk through the door.
I follow.
Go through the door.
Great, it's just a stairwell. Mm-hmm.
I go up.
Or down.
Just goes up.
Then okay. I go up.
I go down. Go all the way up.
It's a, you know, a snaking stairway.
Nothing can stop me. I go all the way up. Stairways
made to While we're going, too? I'm going to be inspecting for any kind of trap-ums.
Trap-ums.
Always.
Yeah, with a 12 investigations, so probably not.
So with that trap,
20.
Is that only good for traps? Is that only good for checking traps?
What?
The check that you just
secret saw. Doors.
If I'm looking for traps, then yes, it's
okay,
only good
so it
for
doesn't
traps.
Count for secret doors.
I could also look for secret doors. That would be
I will look
separate
for secret
role.
Doors.
I will look for secret doors.
But I also get advantage for that.
I don't.
Phil's just fucking with me. I got a 23.
You can tell that there is, on the second level of the stairway, a loose stone.
Gets around.
I want to
jostle it.
Touch it without anybody else noticing.
Good luck.
Everybody roll perception against the stealth check.
Yeah, well, you do.
I botched.
25.
Less than that.
Snake staircase.
So, since nobody noticed, the rock comes out of the wall, mm-hmm. you can notice that there's three health potions just sitting inside that wall.
Shitting
my
in
backpack
there.
Full
the
of
whole
health potions.
Turkey.
There you go.
I have unlimited money.
Yeah. I crit 20 to hear you do that.
Yeah. Brahim smells
the
whole
top
turkey.
Of the stairs,
I climb you.
And there's another wooden door.
And I look really cute.
Okay.
And look,
check
I'm down
the door.
10 hit points.
Check the door for traps. I'll give the cat a potion.
Yeah!
I'm down 15.
1d8 plus one.
You didn't ask for one. You don't know I have them.
So, you guys.
Regular old health potion is 2d4 plus two.
Don't. Okay.
That's I burst through the door.
All right, so you burst through the door. There's no traps on it.
Okay.
And you all enter?
Yes.
Yep.
Door closes behind you and locks. Inside the middle of the room is a pillar with a button on it. And there is a clock on the far wall. It's ticking down.
Fuck you.
From 30 seconds. And there's a door on the other end.
I start cleaning myself.
Abe, go touch that button.
I go press the button.
Fatty.
No, it's an anti-trap.
I press the button.
So as you hit the button that's sitting in the middle of the room, the pillar lowers into the ground mm-hmm. as spike walls come out from
yep.
each side of you.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah,
slowly
anti-trap.
Coming in.
Okay.
How spiky are these walls?
They will kill and crush all of you if you cannot... if you take too long. And they're clicking closer to you at a higher speed.
Missile kicks the door?
Mm-hmm.
Run
it's
up
the
to
way.
The door.
Hold on, he's missile kicking it. Are you getting in front of his missile kick?
No.
Okay.
Athletics of 17 and...
You get good speed on it.
Strength of...
This is the way.
18.
Yeah. Since this was a normal wooden door that was not locked, you crush right through that door, exposing, you know, the door explodes around you.
Exposing
and now you
your genitals to whoever's in front.
You, Abraham, are in a room with...
All kinds of naked
seven
ladies.
Seven other
it's
doors
great.
Around the entire wall. You three are still in that room as the... The spikes are getting closer
I
and closer.
Running through the door.
Hey, there's doors in here. Maybe it's safer in the spike room.
I run with a non-natural 20.
You got it.
I jump through. Yeah.
You're nimble.
Yes.
A cat
through.
What about you, Ren?
Yeah, I just run through the door.
Great. You're all good. Give me an athletics check.
22.
Okay, you're fine.
Jog through the door.
No. Well, you already went through.
I know. You're already in there.
So as you both, everybody gets through, you see that now you are stuck in here as the two walls full of spikes come into one as you stand in front of seven doors, three on each side mm-hmm. and one right across from you.
Yeah,
do these doors look anything particular?
No, they're all kind of like the wood doors that
one of them is not dopey, one of them is not
dealt
sleepy.
With in the past.
All right.
Anything about any of the doors stand out at all?
Well, seven of them are doors.
Oh. Ooh.
Seven out of seven doors.
I'm going around and inspecting all these
doors.
Individually.
Okay. How are you inspecting them?
Checking around the door frames, looking at
with your eyeballs
they may have. Yeah, I'm not touching them.
Smelling for evil.
It smells like evil in here.
The whole room?
Six parts of the room are evil.
That means one of these doors is safe.
It does mean that one of these doors is safe.
Okay.
Which door smells
so
less evil?
So we're going to go left in front of you and right. We're going to number them. 1, 2, 3 on the left side. Right ahead of you is 4. On the other wall, 5, 6, and 7 would be the closest to you.
Okay.
I cast detect magic.
Yeah, there's magic.
It's everywhere.
You sense magic in this way. You can use your action to see a faint aura around any visible creature or object in the area that bears magic, and you learn its school of magic, if any. I do that.
You can tell that 6 of these doors are mimics.
Which one isn't?
You
wouldn't have a glow around
it. Number 3.
You should be
able to
tell.
Seems to be fine.
I open it.
So you walk over to number 3.
And all the doors wake up and eat us. No.
And you open it, and it brings you into another room.
This way.
Tink.
I found it with my awesome investigation check.
This one smells less evil.
I perform to the group. I turn around. I look really cute. And then I bring my claws out and hiss. And then leave 3 claws out on each paw and motion to the other 3 doors.
You guys understand that?
Door number 6.
Or just open up door number 3.
With an 18. And then I open up door number 3.
Okay. So you all see him that door number 3 has opened.
Sure.
Ren, you want to try any other doors?
No, 3 looks good, okay, man. I mean, like, I'm partial to number 7, but...
You could try it.
Lucky number 7.
There could be gold behind it.
Well, I'll peek behind 7 real quick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are you peeking behind it?
You know, get my face right up to the crack as I open it up and look through.
Great. And as you approach the door and grab the handle, it falls. Really? Damn it. It falls right above you, on top of you, crushing you and then coming back into its normal position. And you take 13 damage. 2d20s, and I roll a 13.
It's not terrible.
You guys in the other
still
room?
Alive.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still alive.
Everybody else is in the other room.
The next one.
So as you enter this other room, mm-hmm. you are standing on top of another platform. In the middle of this room is a giant gap with a circular pillar in the middle of it that's rotating, and coming out of it is fire on all sides of it. Mm. On the other side of the gap, you see a door.
Mm. How far does the fire reach?
It will reach both of the walls to your left and right. And right to the platform edge on all of it.
Okay. So I climb up to the ceiling?
Sure. Give me a perception check.
I'm going to do a perception as well, yeah. Perception of 18 plus 22.
Okay, so as you are climbing the walls, you see above the other door is a diamond shape with an eye in the middle of it.
Ow! I meow, and I get your attention.
I have a feeling.
And then I point at the eyeball in the triangle that's from Legend of Zelda.
Like with your tail?
I try and interpret what you say.
I performance with a 17.
I got a 14 to understand what you're talking about.
Austin, you could also just crawl over there 18. And hit it. Well, you understand exactly what he's talking about.
So I try to shoot it with a crossbow while he's
take
on his way.
Take a shot.
Whatever. Yeah, I missed.
Okay. Bing! Goes right next to the diamond.
Narrowly missed the cat.
I also missed.
Thing.
I don't even understand what's going on.
I climb the
4.
Ceiling and then bat.
So when you hit the diamond on the wall, the fire that is engulfing the middle stops.
Pillar down
is still rotating.
From my feet and then make the motion of like if I were wearing a watch, I'd show that to you guys. This is timed.
Okay.
You don't understand me at all because I rolled an 11.
But you see
I just go to the next door.
You see that the pillar in the middle no longer has fire. It's still rotating.
Athletics.
You can definitely make the jump onto the pillar and then jump to the other side if you want to.
Athletics to do that.
I want to do that.
Okay. Roll me athletics checks. Give me 2 of them.
18.
You're on the middle pillar, Ren.
16.
And you are on the other side, Ren.
17 and 15.
You're safe as well.
17 and 12.
I hope you know.
You make it on.
I'm not going to grab you.
You make it onto the center platform, and as you jump to the second one, you are just an inch short, and you can make a grab.
I dexter grab him with a 23.
Well, I'm going to see what he does first when he grabs for the other ledge.
I don't.
I
lick a finger.
I make a grab.
Check. Yeah, because you're trying to catch the edging of the platform.
What check would that be?
Athletics. No, dex. Dex.
Acrobatics?
Shh, but you're not balancing.
Decrobatics.
That's not all 16. That acrobatics is.
Okay, so yeah, you catch the edge.
Somersaults.
Tumbling.
You can feel that a clicking sound that started as soon as the cat hit that is getting a little bit quicker.
That would be acrobatics.
I clamber up.
You want to help him, you said?
Yeah, so I grab him for 22.
So Abraham grabs you by the hands. Does that disgust you because of how fat he is?
Yeah.
And pulls you up, and there's another door on the other side.
Got gloves on.
Go to the door.
As you enter that room, as this door is opened, you see machines everywhere.
These machines.
In the middle, there is a table with a humanoid underneath a sheet. There's a lever by the side of it, and somebody in robes working on one of the computers not looking at you.
It's Frankenstein.
Computers?
What's a computer?
You don't know.
It's a box with lights on it.
I walk over to the man with the box with lights on it, and I climb onto it.
Okay.
The box.
Walk over.
Is there a keyboard? I sit down on it. I lay down on the keyboard.
Give me a percentage.
It's warm. And it feels right.
What's everyone else doing?
I got a 68. Damn it.
Hey!
So as you're punching in different keys, you can tell that it's not really great as like the machines start to get frustrated and sparky. You scream, hey?
Hey! Are you guys doing evil?
He turns around and looks at you. I'm
trying to hide in whatever little niche I can.
I don't need to hide.
What about you, Ren?
I gape in wonder at the flashy lights.
I don't do it very well. Only got a 10.
So he's startled because he wasn't. You know what? I'll give him disadvantage.
Don't worry. We're not here to rob you. Just asking if you're doing evil.
He's more enthralled with this feline on his keyboard where he doesn't hear you, doesn't see you, and you're just standing in the door gaped.
He's gaping in the door.
I stretch out and I'm just like pat my belly.
So he's going to
try bad
to
guy.
Move you
I'm going to shoot him in the face with my bow.
All right, make an attack.
18.
He was going to pat my belly.
He might still.
So, as you fire off your crossbow, what's the damage?
It's a D6, probably.
He's unaware. What's so
he's unaware, and I have a friend in combat range.
You do?
So it's double sneak attack. That's how that works.
Lame. I do 14 damage.
Yeah, well, it hits this unarmed human in the back of the head, right where the neck and the spine would meet. He takes the arrow. It goes through. Cat, you see this man with an arrow pointing out of his throat.
Pet me.
As he
pet
falls,
me.
He falls forward on top
Dex,
of the keyboard.
Dex to move. Yeah, I do.
Okay, you're fine. You just murdered a man doing science.
Well, he's living in the evil castle, so I'm sure he's not up to any good.
He might commute. We don't know.
We don't need science when we have the god.
Yeah, obviously
stuff.
A witch. Burn him.
Yep. Science is for witches.
So now you're stuck in a room with a humanoid on a...
Under a sheet?
Under a sheet on a bed. There's a lever next to it.
Okay, I kind of want to chop its head off.
I go and pull the sheet off.
I was going to say, I want to look under the sheet.
Okay, as you remove the sheet...
I grab it with my teeth,
okay.
And then I just walk away.
Sure.
Yeah.
It reveals a mishmash of human parts... that seem to be stitched together by the man you just murdered.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
I pull the lever.
Okay. The lever is pulled, and this slab has a hydraulic system that...
Look, let me be frank with you. You pull the lever.
There's what you guys didn't notice was that there was a big hole in the
Bierstein?
Ceiling. And the slab just... goes up and raises into a room above.
Sweet. Is there another door in this room?
No.
Maybe we'll have to go upstairs.
I pull the lever again.
Look, we'll probably be able to reason with it.
Crunches and lowers, but it lowers back down.
I get on the...
Everybody get on the slab.
I get on the slab, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get on the slab.
All right.
In lieu of anything else to do.
Pull the lever.
That's an idea.
All right, as you pull the lever... it then starts crunching and grinding again as it brings you back up towards the ceiling. Yeah, I mean, there's enough room, even if you're all standing on this semi-bloated, put-together piece of man as it rises
and lightning
into what you can only guess is a giant domed room, right? Mm-hmm. There's plants
everywhere.
Sort of
everywhere, thunder dome, you say.
And there's ivories and trees and vines in this enclosed domed room as you and sit there.
I just give the body just a quick like stabby stab in the face, just for good measure.
All right, and as you guys are brought into this spherical windowed domed room, that's what we're going to call it. So check us out next time. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, Zukari, He Who Is Steve, Big John, The Nux Skinnerd, Chris Wisdom, Stiggy, Shanda Panda, Lousy Apples, Daniel H, Sparkle Brony 69. If you want to support the show, and we hope you do, please head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and think about supporting us over there. Like our newest patron, Michael Gallo. If you have a moment, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Like our newest or most favorite reviewer that we're going to just pull randomly out.
Very funny. Can ampersand hashtag 39 semicolon T wait for more. It's from Walter Rice 4 years ago. It's our first one. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you to Steel Samurai for allowing us to use their music for these episodes. More of them at Steel Samurai on Spotify, Bandcamp, and Steel Samurai BGM on Twitter.
And as always, as you look for meaning in the motions of your cat, scream botched, and we'll hear you.
See you next week, nerds.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
And we have 5% battery.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Plug it in. Why would you never not plug it in to start?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Professional.
We've been doing this for 4 years.
Brains are not his strong suit.
I don't think anything is his strong suit.
You notice how he never plays Wizards? He can only play support spellcasters.
So he understands how spellcasting works, so we can actually play spellcasters. Fuck you, Dennis.
I got spells.